Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with a nighttime episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you have lent me your ears for the last 490 plus episodes, and I really appreciate that. We are on road to 500, and I'm really excited about that. And today's episode, again, is for my overthinkers out there. And there's nothing wrong with overthinking, but I realize that sometimes folks just can't sleep, and it's because of life. Life be life in. Sometimes in a way that can help us sleep at night, and then sometimes life's in a way to where we can't sleep. So these latest block of podcast episodes have been about those folks or been designed to help ease the mind, even a little bit, for those folks who tend to overthink at night. So today, I want to talk about leaning into the no. I hear no sometimes, just like you hear no sometimes. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm never above anything I say. I used to hate being told no in terms of opportunities. Of course, this is all opportunity related. We ain't talking about romance, because consent is consent, okay? You got to get that. But when it comes to opportunities, professionally driven or purpose driven, you're going to hear a no. I've heard no's. You've heard no's. We've heard no's. It is what it is. But sometimes those no's can shape our ability to try again, or it can hurt us to the point where we lose our confidence. We lose ourselves. We lose the will, driving the effort to continue on our God-given purpose. And as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm telling you, if that's how you're thinking, please, I beg of you to reconsider that mindset. Please don't let a no kill your spirit. Please don't let a no kill your drive to keep going. We're not going to always knock it out of the park every single time. We're not going to always get a yes every bit of the time. But what it's confirmation of is that you are on your way to receiving your yes. It just wasn't the aligned opportunity for you at that time. And that's okay. If you used to fear the no's, which means you didn't try, no judgment, boo friends. We've all been there. But I just give an alternate way of thinking in this episode to just maybe embrace the no's. Lean into them. Give gratitude for them, because you know that whatever that was that you thought you was going to have, that wasn't meant for you. That wasn't what God intended. And I eat up no's at this point. They energize me because it lets me know that that opportunity wasn't it. So if I keep going and I look at it as a challenge or a treasure hunt, I'm going to be able to look at my yes if I keep going. I'll be face to face with my yes soon enough. That's how I look at things. Now, am I saying you got to think like me? No. Has it helped my quality of life? Yes. And that's why I'm sharing it today. It tests my tenacity. You know what I mean? It really tests, like, how bad do I want to fulfill this mission? I'm on an everlasting journey. The journey doesn't end until I'm done. And when I say done, I mean done living in this physical world. So the least I could do for myself is keep going. No is going to ruin what God has for me. No. These double negatives. These no's are not going to ruin what God has for me. There's something to be learned from this journey, and I just cannot let a no stop me from discovering what's here for me. What am I on this journey for? Why am I doing this? And what I do know is that a no can't stop me from that. It can't stop me from learning the answer. It can't stop me from figuring out what is the aligned opportunity. What is the one that's like, yes, this is the one. What is it? It's the curiosity in me that just makes me want to keep going. And I'm always a curious person anyway. If you know me, you know I love to ask questions. I'm a person who loves to just find out. What do they call it? FAFO. In most cases, you know, provided, you know, I'm not in danger, I want to explore the opportunity. I want to see what it's like to continue going. I want to see how good it can get even in the face of the no I just received. It makes me feel alive. I love a challenge when it comes to these types of things, when it comes to opportunities and seeing what I can do and things of that nature. I love those types of things. And most importantly, like I said earlier, it's really the confirmation. Because the last thing I would want to do is waste my time and energy and effort on something that is really not aligned. And I'm not putting that energy towards discovering the things that are. And when I say that, I mean putting the energy towards dwelling over a no so bad that I don't want to see what could be a yes. I can't do that to myself. I just can't. And for some of you all that are feeling that way, I'm going to just tell you, as your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, you don't deserve that either. You don't deserve to have your entire purpose or your mission stunted because of another human telling you no because of something that wasn't meant for you to begin with. You deserve to be able to continue trying. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart. Cry over the no if you got to. Feel how you feel about it, but keep going. Get back up. Keep running. So with that being said, y'all, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Don't forget to sign up for my email list. Click the link in my show notes. You will be able to access a Pisces self-care checklist challenge if you want to continue staying on top of your self-care with some easy-to-follow things that are in the nature of the Piscean fish for the next few weeks until the greatest season on Earth starts, and that will be the energetic new year, which is Aries season. And yes, I am a Ram, and that's why it is the best season. So with that being said, again, second link in my show notes. Tap in. If you're new, go ahead and get the checklist and let me know how you're able to achieve that challenge. Okay. So with that being said, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love. Okay. Taking those included. Okay. Love y'all. Peace.